This spring, Ladbrokes is changing the way you multi, and with their new multi features, giving you more chances to win. Gamble responsibly. The Big
Breakfast with Marto, Margo, and Nick Cody.
Welcome to the podcast, 14th of October. It's Wednesday. Marto, Margo, Nick, hello.
On the walk in this morning, there was what is it when small bits of water hit you on the head and shoulders and stuff?
That was rain.
I've forgotten about it.
Just a little drizzle.
Is that what it is? Yuck.
Precipitation. Oh,
all right. How crunchy is everyone's lawn? What about that? It's just been horrible.
The bindies are feral.
Horrible.
They're like black, brown and crunchy and crusty and
nasty.
Like it's stuck in your feet.
Mm. What would you rather stand in, bindies or dog poo?
Oh, dog poo.
Dog poo.
Yeah. When you said feral bindi, I thought, well, you know what? She's probably second trimester now. It is getting hot.
Feral.
You know, you are going to get fired up over some things. If the pro wakeboarder can't go get her a weird snack in the middle of the night.
What's his name?
Cam Chandler.
Oh, Bindi Irwin.
Oh, gee. Good.
You are such a... I gotcha.
Yeah, Margo's on the... She's on the shakes and the power
pole. Talking about bindi eyes, the one that, you know, in the...
Yeah,
come
I know.
On. I didn't know you were talking about Bindi Irwin.
Can I just check? Do you spell Bindi Eye? I don't know if anyone wants to look it up. Is it B-I-N-D-I-I? Is that how you spell Bindi Eye?
Well,
or is
not,
it Bindi and then E-Y-E?
E-Y-E. No, that's
isn't
that silly.
No.
When's
Bindi
the last time you had to write it down?
B-I-N-D-double-I.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Like for Falcon.
What does it say? Is there a definition?
B-I-N-D-I?
Bindi Eye.
No?
Bindi Eye.
Bindi was its name. Oh.
There's a new iPhone coming out. Trevor Long joined us to chat us through the details. Donald Trump did a pirate impersonation. Marta, you brought that to us. We did a very big can of worms on smoking being made. Imagine a world where you can only buy smokes from the chemist. We talked about that. Also, Wednesday, big names in your workplace. And
I reckon you should only buy smokes from the tattoo parlor. Like, every time you buy a pack, you're going to have to get a little tat.
Free tat.
Oh.
Isn't the chemist where you go to get better? Is that a contradictory? Like selling cigarettes that kill you and harm you and make you sick and die, but then also then selling products?
What about if
they sell Aussies?
Hypocrisy.
If the chemists go to sell durries, they better start selling alcohol too. So just get rid of
coffee?
Bottle shops.
Well, do they already sell coffee?
You know what
no,
I just realised? In the US, Dave, you'd know from living there for a bit as well.
Drugstore.
Yeah, the drugstore. CVS, you can get darts, beers,
can
sushi.
You really?
Yeah.
Sushi.
Chemo.
It's not good.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, it's America. You shoot a gun at the roof.
Who's running America?
Do you buy drugs there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a chemist thing at the back, like a pharmacy thing,
it's
but it's like an
afterthought.
Shop.
It's
like
an afterthought.
Yeah.
So you got to drive. You got to walk through the dairy shop and the bottle shop to get to the proper
big plastic bottles as well of Jack Daniels.
It's it New South Wales that have alcohol in like your Woolies and Coles.
Aldi,
they sell alcohol. Why don't we have that?
I like the plastic bottle
options
thing.
Here.
Hey, can we just
replace
put down?
The
but there's always a BWS outside of Woolies and always a Liquorland outside of Coles. Why don't they just put it inside and make it one big shop?
Mm. We've been talking for too long. We already
have.
Yes. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, if you're wondering, I wonder what Donald Trump was up to yesterday. Well, he was down in Florida, and as part of the nautical theme, he became a pirate.
And here we are.
It's so entertaining.
What is he?
Love him or hate him, he's so entertaining.
I don't care. I don't even know what side of politics he's on, but he is insane.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. There, I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women.
It's just
you got in trouble for that once before, Donald.
Yes. And then there's old Biden. He's really relatable. Listen to this. If you're 22-year-old carpenter living in the States, you're going, that's the man for me, not.
His reckless personal conduct since his diagnosis has been unconscionable.
What's unconscionable, Mum? What is he appealing to?
So serious, Joe. Lighten up.
Yeah, he's not appealing to these people. Trump followers are just... America's insane. It's so great to watch all this. They're falling for it.
Trump is going to take it in a landslide. Look at the lawns.
Unless they cheat.
Yeah, God gave us Trump. Trump gave us all hope.
God gave us Trump. Imagine the Bible. What testament is that in? And so he looked down on the seventh day and he said, you can have Trump. Oh, my God. Good luck, America.
Triple M Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
New iPhone rumours are around, and when we talk tech, there's only one bloke to talk to. Triple M. EFTM.com, everything for the man.
Good morning, Trevor. It'll be an early,
good morning.
Early start for you today with the new iPhone just announced.
It's lunchtime, isn't it? That's what it feels like. But yeah, no, I get up early so we can watch these events because we can't be there in person anymore. So a very quick-paced hour and a bit event from Apple announcing four new iPhones and a little HomePod mini, a little speaker for your home featuring Siri. So that was a bit of a surprise.
What did we actually need that we didn't already have? What are they giving us?
Nothing. You don't need anything. Okay. Let's be clear, you don't need any of this. What do you want? You might want new design, new colours, better screen, faster processor, better camera, and 5G.
Trevor, is it available to purchase or is it something that we needed to pre-order months in advance?
Pre-orders start this Friday, so plenty of time to decide what you want and get your clicking happening. And then it'll be shipped to you next Friday, the 23rd, if you buy the iPhone 12 or the iPhone 12 Pro. If you want the iPhone 12 Pro Max, which is their biggest one, or the iPhone 12 Mini, the new little iPhone, they'll come November 17. So prices range between $11.99 and way up to $23.69.
The new Apple Mini one, Trev, is that like the smaller Google Pixel and the Samsung, that weird like A52 or whatever it's called?
Yeah, smaller... it's smaller than the iPhone 7 and 8, those standard kind of iPhones we've had over the years. So slightly smaller than those, but with this kind of standard, you know, full screen, no home button look. And I think that gives them this ability to put a 5.4-inch screen on such a small device. Guys, the one big thing you're going to be hearing about is, in the box, no power brick.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask
headphones.
You. What's the deal with that? Is this
no
just a way
headphones?
To make more money for us buying accessories?
Environmentally friendly. They don't have to produce these things, so they're saving carbon emissions. They can fit more onto a pallet, so it's less freight and less cost, but they're not passing a lot of that cost on to us. But yeah, I think it's a bit of an interesting one because, I don't know about you, but it's nice to have a spare set of headphones when the other ones aren't charged or whatever. Yeah. But if you're spending $1,500 on an iPhone, you're probably spending $200 or $300 on a set of headphones as well. So most people aren't using the standard Apple headphones, and most people already have a charging brick at home, so you don't need to buy anything new. You can just plug it into your existing charger.
Oh, so the old one will work. Now, you said there's four. So the top one's $23.69 going down to, what, $11.99?
$11.99,
yep. So normally the middle ones are the ones that most people will buy, yeah? They're around $15.
Yeah, you'll find people will go with a little bit of extra memory. They'll go the iPhone 12, not the mini, and you'll end up spending around $1,500, whether it's outright or on a 24-month payment plan.
Trev, you've got to laugh at the environmental-friendly stuff, right? We're just trying to help the environment and buy that. Here's four new phones to choose from.
And 5G.
But, you know, in Apple's defense, they have more solar panels than anyone else I know, and they're using a lot of reused rare earth metals, so they're not mining anymore for things. There's a bunch of things they do that is environmentally very, very strong and probably better than any other tech company.
All right, in terms of that, why can't we get money back by giving them our old phone?
You like, can, Marto.
Can you get $400 or $500?
You can walk into Apple
absolutely.
And they have a buyback system.
How much?
It depends.
You can get a few $100 back on iPhones. Oh. If you've got last year's model, I guarantee you get $500. I mean, that's... If it's in good condition, yes.
So is that where they're getting the rare metals from?
Cars, yeah, absolutely. They take old, broken phones and they recycle them.
Right on.
But just like cars, trading in, you don't get as much as selling privately. So my advice always is, when you buy a new phone, any phone, keep the box, keep everything, put it in a case, put a screen protector on it. Then when in 2 years you want to sell it, you rip all that off. It's still a brand new phone. Get good money for it.
Yeah, nice.
Trevor Long, everything for the man, EFTM.com. New iPhones on the way. Thanks for running us through it.
My pleasure.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
How much do you like seeing unfortunate incidents that make you feel better about your life?
Mm. Oh, that's why I watched the TV show Intervention.
Mm. Oh, I always loved funniest home video shows, you know, like other people's misfortunes. For some reason, it's so funny.
Saw some of that yesterday at Bunnings, about 2 o'clock yesterday, Arvo, at my Bunnings at Stafford.
Someone slipped over.
Oh, that would have been funny.
No. on an onion?
Nah. It was a couple. Like, what are couples doing there at 2 o'clock? Oh, they probably do, you know, different shift work
2
or
o'clock in the afternoon?
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Before school pickup, perhaps. Oh, let's quickly pop into Bunnings before we get the kids from school.
They're at the, I walk in there, yeah, there's the paint aisle and then it gets down and then there's a bit of gardening. And then there's the seedlings and stuff like that, you know.
Plants.
Yeah. Well, no, not the plants. The plants are outside, but just the seedling aisle. Look, they're having an argument. So I'm going, I stopped my trolley and I went, this would be interesting. I stayed 6 metres away so they couldn't see me because they were pretty intent, just glaring at each other like Mark Geyer
are
and
you
Gordon Tallon.
I love
the idea. I just went, hold on, there's a blue at Bunnings.
I love the idea of Marto being one aisle over and he's just looking through the
Mr.
products,
Wilson.
Just holding a little snag.
There's no snags during the week. Anyway, I was watching them there. They were arguing over seedlings because he was under the impression that they were going to buy actual plants from the garden area, like, you know, three-inch seed. You know.
Potted ones already.
She just wanted the ones out of the packets. And
she's
going to
build her own garden.
Fair thinking. There was a blow-up over this. It was the most piss-weak blow-up I've ever seen. But there was a misunderstanding. But I love it when couples take their problems out. I went, oh, I've got paradise at home. My wife doesn't argue about that. And then I was buying a bin, okay, a rubbish bin for our internal, and I realised, oh, no, there was a blow-up. So I faced, Kath goes, turn up, this is, I reckon 5 minutes later, I've gone, God, our relationship's good. We don't argue about seedlings. I get round into the bin aisle, had to buy an internal bin, and she said, put it on FaceTime and show me what
you're
looking at.
You're on the phone to her?
Yeah, because she said, Kath had told me, she said, don't you dare buy a bin without consulting me. I said, what do you mean?
That.
She wanted photos. I said, I'll go one better, FaceTime. She said, don't tell me you're going to buy that one. I said, well, I've already got it in the trolley. She said, that's not the one. Show me what else they've got. I love blow-ups.
I wish I'd done that with Looch when I bought a bin for our place recently.
Wrong bin.
I didn't, because she said, I'm sick of having to put the bags out all the time. The bin's too small. I came back with something slightly smaller than a skip. She's like, what have you done? I can't go in the kitchen.
I think there should just be a rule that you don't go shopping together as husband and wife. It creates a fight. It doesn't matter whether we're shopping for clothes, whether we're shopping for groceries. Corey sent me into Bunnings once to get some screws, and we ended up having an argument over FaceTime too because he was telling me he wanted 15 by 40 mils. I'm like, it's not here. And he's like, Margo, I'm looking it online. And I'm like,
that's
no.
Every wife's impression of their husband.
And he said, no.
He's like, it's there. So I put him on FaceTime. I'm like, look, it's not there. I'm telling you. And he's like, well, just get the 50 mil. I said, well, you didn't say get the 50 mil. You said get the 40 mil.
Have you ever had a blow up? You know how they make cherry tomatoes? So they didn't have cherry tomatoes, those little tomatoes when I was growing up and a young man. But Kath loves them, whereas I like big tomatoes like my dad grew. We'll have a blow up about that.
A dollar a kilo is the difference sometimes.
Well, it's still
that can
worth
make
a
or break up. Our relationship.
All right, what we want here, you've had screws, you've had bins, I've had tomatoes, these people had seedlings. I want couple shop fights, like when you're out in public, and you should behave yourself, everyone, but
like
sometimes
petty
it breaks.
Fights. What
petty
did you fight over?
What did you fight over when you're out in public with your partner?
My mum is an aisle by aisle person, whereas my dad is just scattered. I'm going to get Bickies, then I'm going over here, some Just Right, now I'm getting a banana, and mum would lose her mind.
Corey and I fight every time we do grocery shopping together, because normally he'll do it on a Monday morning, and then it's done, it's out of the way for the week. But he likes to do, he's the guy that has, you know, the colourful bags, like ones for vegetables, ones for meat, ones for dairy products, and you line them up in your trolley. They've got bars attached to the top.
I've never heard of this.
And it's like a filing cabinet, but for your groceries. He's that guy.
Where do you get this scheme?
I don't know. He bought it from the cheap shop, I think. But he'll turn up, like filing cabinet trolley, and then he'll do Aldi, he'll do Coles, he'll do the fruit market, he'll do the butcher, whereas I'm like, I'm in at Woolies, it's down the road, it's convenient, just get me in and get me out.
Lucia's got a never-ending list on her phone. I think it like that's how her body runs or something.
Just builds
up. Like when the list finishes.
Oh, she dies.
I know. Oh, grim.
Stop it. Troy from North Lakes, 133353. What did you fight over at the shops?
Well, we do Costco every fortnight, and I was at home, you know, doing the JobKeeper thing, and the wife's going, let's go to Costco. I haven't been for a while. As soon as you walk in the door, mate, it's like the big boys' toys, all the big tellies, all the electronics. So I'm off down those aisles looking at everything. She's off doing a normal shop, and the phone rings. Where are you? I'm like, well, I'm blinded by the tellies and the electronics and the Halloween
research
stuff.
Troy, research.
Yeah, I've just, you know, I haven't been in a while. It all changes. It's just like, oh, I'm all down 25, and I know what I've got to be here for, and I get in and I get out. Well, what'd you bring me for?
Yeah, Troy, I'm a bit like that, like a bogan moth. Like, I just end up going over to the big screens going, oh, look how big this telly is.
Thanks, Troy.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
2020 has been an insane year. A lot of crazy things have happened. So, of course, Mike Tyson, the 54-year-old boxing great, is coming back to fight.
He's going to fight again. Jeez, he looks fit.
Next month, he lost 60 kilos.
He's so strong.
60?
60. He's absolutely shredded. He's fighting Roy Jones Jr. next month. And he's on a massive media tour at the minute. He was being interviewed on a UK TV show with Piers Morgan and his co-host, Susanna Reid. And
did Piers Morgan, you know how he often will go in the nets against cricketers in full gear and allow to be bowled at? Brett Lee hit him a few times a few years ago. Did he do that with Tyson?
Well, I think after this interview, he wouldn't be as scared as previously.
You are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together. The fight that we should have had sooner. But unfortunately, we're having it now, and that's
going to
be awesome.
Is that Osher from The Bachelor?
The reason he was quiet there.
Anyone done any concussion tests on him?
No, well, he just fell asleep. He fell asleep while they were asking him the question. So Mike Tyson's had to come out. Everybody's worried about him. He said,
"Wake up, Mike."
He tweeted to Morgan, "Hey, mate, I tried to stay up late for interview, but fell asleep, and like a lion, I'm hard to wake once asleep."
Oh, hold on. Didn't he used to smoke heaps of weed?
Yeah, well, he's got a big weed farm at the minute. But it's changed. It's changed one of my favourite Mike Tyson quotes, because I thought it was the full thing, and that was, "When I fight someone, I want to break his will. I want to take his manhood. I want to rip out his heart and show it to him." And I thought that was a full quote. But apparently at the end it said, "On the proviso that the fight's in the afternoon, otherwise I get a little bit sleepy at night time."
I need a lie down.
Triple N and that, Mike.
The Big Breakfast, Marto, Margo and Nick Cody. Good morning.
The Big Breakfasts. Stunning punts. QFAFL 20/41.
Yeah, it is stunning punts, but it's all about winning two tickets to the AFL Grand Final on October 24th. Hopefully the Lions are there. Margo, what are you going to do again?
You got to kick the crap out of a ball as far as you can.
And a Sharon, like an AFL footy, league, union, or, as this man will tell us all about, an NFL ball.
Oh, yeah, but he does know about an AFL ball. It's Nathan Chapman for Pro Kick Australia. Now, if you've got any knowledge of what's been going on in NFL and AFL for years, well, he was one of the first people. He played for the Bears back in the 90s and then went, "Hold on, I can play NFL being a punter." Went over there, got a run with the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears, but more importantly, he started the Pro Kick Australia, the academy that discovers punters for American colleges and NFL. It's quite an incredible story. Nathan Chapman, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I think Margo just hit it on the head. Just kicked the bejesus out of it.
Well, that's technical.
Hey, Nathan, obviously you run this program, Pro Kick. It's quite literally just training people how to kick and then sending them to America to become college punters. Talk to us about, because before this stunning punts concept that we're running here at Triple M, I'd never really heard of punting before. What is a punter? What do they do? Do they literally not have any other skill set other than kicking?
Yeah, basically, they walk out when it's their turn. They'll catch the ball, take two steps and kick the bejesus out of it, just like you said and explained. And then they run off. If they do it wrong, then they'll probably have to make a tackle, but that's basically it. So they might get two or four a game. So pretty simple.
And Nathan, I'm a massive NFL fan. Used to play American football down in Victoria. Love gridiron. One of the reasons, Margo and Marto, that Aussies are so loved overseas in the NFL and in college football is because we're used to playing sports where we have to hit as well. So the fact that they can kick, then chase someone down and try and light them up.
Darren Bennett that day, he's lined one up.
It's the best.
Hey, Nathan, just if you were presented with the opportunity, what would you say? Because we're given the opportunity to hit a Steedon, the rugby league ball, a Gilbert, the rugby union ball, a Sharon, or an NFL ball. What would you say they should be kicking?
Oh, the Sharon's pretty well designed for the torpedo. I would go there. The NFL ball's really nice to kick once you understand how to kick it. And I'd say the Steedon's a little bit rounded, so you're not going to get as much distance with that one. I'd go to Sharon. It's probably a real good mix of the three of them.
And, mate, we've had people sending in videos, but they've also been saying, "Oh, yeah, I've got to launch at 70, 75 metres. Do you get a bit of this? People saying they can kick it a long way and then turning up on the day and go, "Oh, that was just over 50.
Yeah, well, we can all play that round of golf where we shoot four under, right, when no one else is there. So it's when everyone's watching that counts. So we get a little bit of it, but, you know, you've got to take it in.
Well, we're getting all of our finalists together, and we're going to take them down to Ballymore and have a kickoff. Have you got a quick tip?
Yeah, the quick one is be like a duck. Well, they haven't got really good hands, but soft hands, but strong feet, all right? So get really calm in your hands so that's there's not too much movement in your hands where you throw the ball, and then have really strong, fast legs.
And soft hands, strong feet.
You've heard it from Nathan Chapman. Nathan, our producer, has described you as the Mr. Miyagi of roosting footies. So you are the man to give us the tips.
Thank you. Well, that's pretty much a good tip, then, isn't it? So soft hands, strong feet.
I know. If somebody wins the AFL, if whoever wins the AFL tickets and they hit over 70, should we refer them to you? Because they may be able to get to the States and get themselves a university degree, yeah?
Absolutely. Funnily enough, a number of years ago, maybe 5 years ago, that happened. A young man named Dane Roy did that, won a long kick competition. Part of that was to come down and have an assessment. He then went on to play 4 years at the University of Houston. Mm. So you know what? If they're on, I'll throw in half a dozen sessions for him to come down if they win, whoever wins.
All right, Nathan Chapman
from ProKick, thanks for running us through how to get a stunning punt off. If you think you've got what it takes, send us a video of your kick to triplem.com.au.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M. Big names in your workplace. They're all over the place. The big names in your workplace.
Celebrities walking into your workplace. Might be Craig Lowndes coming in to get a pie from you.
Could be Eddie Maguire down on the Gold Coast.
Of course.
That happens all the time. How do we know? Because you tell us.
Novotel at Coffs Harbour. Jeff Fenwick treated everybody really badly and ended up in a punch-up.
I was on Hamilton Island at the time. I remember Nicole Kidman and Tom Berlinson when she was filming Dead Calm up there.
I was doing a shop fit out and Ben Cousins walked in.
Call 1-333-53 right now.
It could have been yesterday. Might be ancient history.
If you spot them, tell us.
We're looking for the best story you've got of when a celebrity wandered into a place where you work or worked. 1-333-53, that's our number. You can also text Marto's burner phone, 0484-10-1045, and we have a prize for the best celebrity spotting. Big names in your workplace on the Big Breakfast, Triple M. Call now, talk to you next. Steppenwolf on 104.5 Triple M. Big Breakfast, Marto, Margo and Nick Cody. If a celebrity has ever wandered into a place where you work or worked, call now on 1-333-53 because we're doing this.
Big names in your workplace. They're all over the place. The big names in your workplace.
You want to hurry up? We're just about to get underway. If a celebrity came in, doesn't matter who it is, world of politics, sport, celebrity actors, singers.
All of the above. We'll take them. You've seen them.
Cab drivers should ring more often because they
Well, a lot of Uber, transfers limo. From the airport, perhaps, but not a lot of celebrities have been flying in other than Tom Hanks, Melissa McCarthy, Zac Efron, Chris Hemsworth. Jeez. That's enough, isn't it?
That'll do. But maybe limo drivers, do they have to take like an oath? Is there a secrecy
like a doctor's oath? You've got to fix people if you see them. So what was their oath?
Don't blab on who's
private
in the car.
Confidentiality.
Unless they spew and then you can tell all.
Did that work for the Stefanovic brothers in the cab that time?
No.
Luke from Clayfield, 1-333-53. Celebrities in your workplace, where were you working?
Yeah, I used to set up marquees doing party hire and we're over at Stangate doing a job and it was Greg Inglis.
Greg Inglis bought a house last year at Shorncliffe there somewhere, didn't he? Righto.
Oh, this was years ago.
They've had a house here for a long time, he and his ex-wife, Sally, who she now lives here.
Oh,
in Brisbane, in Sandgate, yeah, with their kids.
Well, now, what was the dealing? Was there a boat there? Didn't that cause a few problems years ago?
I don't know. I think there might have been, yeah. But he was playing for the Rabbitohs and they'd absolutely smashed the Broncos the night before. Yeah. We had a young fella working for us who played rugby league for Redcliffe, and he was absolutely starstruck. But Greg was in a bit of a bad place then, so he didn't really give us much. But that was all right.
Oh, he's lovely.
Susie on the phone.
Susie. All right. No, that's a different story about Greg Inglis and Susie. No giggling.
She was just a friend comforting him.
Okay.
Pedro, Al Jester.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning, mate. What do you do for work?
I work with a communications company now, but back in the 90s, I was working for Telstra, and I worked in the Hunter Valley, New South Wales. And it was the last job of the day, and I got called out to a winery. down there to fix a phone issue. Yeah. Anyway, when I walked in, there's this massive big fella standing behind the counter there. Hey, that's Aussie Joe Bugner. He actually owned the winery down there.
Really?
Really?
Hey, just for everyone, Pedro, heavyweight boxer. I think he twice or once went 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali. He was England's probably greatest ever boxer.
He was also an actor. He was in Street Fighter, The Baby Juice Express.
He was a bit of a comedian, classic. Pedro. How did you find him that day out at the winery?
He was really good. I'm a bit of a clown myself. You know, people who know me would tell you that. But, it got on really well with him. And, look, I fixed his phone problem, and it was the last job of the day. And he said, would you like to have a couple of rounds with me? And I went, sure. And he pulled out this Tui's Blue, the old original 2.2 light beer Tui's had in the day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, had a couple of beers with him. So, it was good really good. Yeah,
absolutely. Margot, you forget he was also on a British TV show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So just while you're going through his IMDb, he has been on a lot of stuff.
Hey, Pedro, how did you find? I thought you were going to say, did you do any selfies with him? Because that didn't exist in those days.
It didn't. I was just living in the glory, you know.
All the memories.
Just great, you know. I worked in the Hunter Valley all my life down there, and I never knew that he actually owned a winery. But it just blew me away when I walked in.
Pedro, awesome story. We're going to give you a prize.
Yeah, family pass to the Channel 7 Wheel of Brisbane. It is open now. See Brisbane sky high tickets at wheelofbrisbane.com.au. Thanks for your calls. Big names in your workplace. It's back next Wednesday on The Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
One of the favourites here at Triple M has always been Matchbox 20. At the man out front, Rob Thomas, is with us right now. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Rob, 25 years since the debut album, yourself and Someone Like You. In the 90s, album covers seemed to be a bit of a thing, and you had a really random guy wearing a hat looking rather sad and a one-shouldered top. What was that all about? Who was he?
Well, we took a bunch of pictures for that first album, and that guy was really meant to be, he was just in the background, like he was a blurry figure, and the photographer took a couple just test shots, and he took a shot of that guy, and Paul and I fell in love with him. Like we thought it was the greatest thing. Our label hated it so much, like they tried to talk us out of it so badly, and that was one of the things, kids, if you start off in music, make sure you have a good manager. Because we had a manager that fought for us on record one so that we could get that ridiculous album cover out there.
When it hit 12 million sales, do you say, what do you think of that album cover now, idiots? Cop that.
Hey, when it hit 12 million sales, that guy on the album cover sued us.
Oh, no. So he did track you down, the old bloke?
Yeah, he did. He was like, well, I didn't sign off for this. And now and now his life was, was
what did he
forever
get?
Changed.
What did he get for that?
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Yeah. Oh, no merch.
The whole time that record was out, we were making up stories. Like every different radio interview was a different story. But we had got it down to where like his name was Ray Parker Jr. It just happened to be Ray Parker Jr. And that he was a guy that was on the set. And then we took a picture. He was like a homeless guy that was like working in craft services for us. Like we were making up elaborate lies about that guy.
You probably are now too. Who cares? hey, Rob, I see you tweet a lot about the presidential election. We talk a bit about this guy here. He's one of our favourite guys.
Hi, perhaps you recognise me. It's your favourite president.
Now, can you explain? We had to talk to many Americans. What's going on over there?
Well, first off, just that sound makes my skin kind of crawl just a little bit when I hear it.
Hi.
Man, it's a crazy time, and it would be comical if it wasn't so uncomical. It's a scary, scary thing over here. Like, just imagine the worst person that you guys have in one of your least monumental reality shows, and imagine that person was running your country. Like, imagine the Real Housewives of Sydney, and then one of them was actually running your country.
Exactly. Hey, what have you been doing during the shutdown and the quarantine for the last 6 months? What's been happening?
My body is now 80% wine.
You haven't given it a hard enough nudge. I think mine's about 95% wine, Rob.
It's crazy. You know, like my wife has an immune problem. She has immune deficiency. And so she's one of the people who is really, really affected by it. So we have been in like real lockdown. Like we're here, even when things are open up, we're not taking advantage of it.
Smart.
So we've been just kind of here in our house. We've just been, we're lucky that we like each other and just, you know, and I've been doing a lot of writing. I've been busier now than I think I've been in forever.
Rob, when you come out here, you always tend to do an Aussie cover because you love our Aussie rock music. We are a Triple M. We are a rock station, as you know. What's your go-to cover song? Is it like a karaoke song at 2 a.m.? You just know that you're good at it and the crowd are going to love it?
Like Aussie would be, it would be anything INXS. I don't know why.
Ah.
Me, you know, we're good friends with the INXS guys. We played with them many, many times. There is no one in the world that will ever be Michael Hutchins, but voice-wise, I step into it pretty well. Oddly enough, it's like Tom Petty, David Bowie, and Michael Hutchins are like three things that don't sound anything alike, but for some reason, I can get a handle on it if I'm drunk and I'm doing karaoke.
It's your go-to. Perfect.
We've been talking about, you mentioned earlier the cover for Matchbox 20, their debut album, 25 years since its release, Yourself and Someone Like You, but you can get all of the band's studio albums in the Matchbox 20 2020 vinyl box set. It is out December 12. You can pre-order it now at matchbox20.com. Rob Thomas, thank you so much for joining The Big Breakfast.
Guys, thank you. It's always good to see you, man. Be safe.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Hey, guys, we spoke to Associate Professor Carol Gartner a little earlier in the show, and if you didn't happen to hear it, we were talking about the prospect of trying to make Australia a smoke-free zone, and this is what she had to say.
So for a long time, tobacco cigarettes have enjoyed this type of regulatory exceptionalism where we don't extend that to other harmful products. So we're looking now at whether, you know, how long that should continue and should there be greater restrictions on a product that really kills people.
2.3 million Australians are still currently smoking tobacco.
But she did say it's come down in the last 50, 60 years.
0.4% every year over the last 30 years.
It's so bloody expensive, that's why.
But it's one of those things. It's not going to happen overnight. It's obviously trending in a healthy way that we're slowly but surely cutting it out. But even when I was a kid, parents could still smoke in cars.
Oh, God,
My grandpa used to just punch darts inside all day.
My dad
but we know
as well.
So much better now. You know, we have so much more information available to us.
Like
we know
cancer.
That smoking is bad for us, yet we still do it. But should we have the choice, or is the choice being taken away from us?
But did you say, just to remind everyone, when we spoke to her, she said it's going to transition from shops and service. Like, why do they sell them at supermarkets? You buy your groceries and then your durry's on the way out the door. Why don't, and she was saying, they're going to make you get a script from your doctor if you've got an addiction and get them from
the chemist. They're going to make it inconvenient.
Seems quite sensible to me because you could get your doctor to go, I need 50 repeats like you do for any other drug that you get.
How do you feel about this?
Let's open up one of these.
The Big Breakfast's can of worms.
Should smoking be made less available to discourage people from smoking? I think it's not a bad thing. I think people should still, you know, have their choices available to them. But if this is something that's going to be a betterment to their health, why not?
All the tax that you collect off cigarettes, and there's so much. You think if you go in Bali, aren't cigarettes like $3 each? Therefore, all that money must be tax the government's getting. What's going to happen to that money? How
are
we going to
get
things?
It from?
And they don't stop you in any other form of life.
No.
They don't stop you buying
alcohol,
bad food.
Yeah. Bad food.
Rob from Sunny Coast, kick us off.
Well, the government are taxing it out of people's reach, but there's other more harmful things out there like gambling and alcohol that destroy more families than smoking does.
I'm with you on alcohol. I reckon that does more damage to others. Smoking only hurts yourself.
And, I mean, what are they going to do? What are they going to do when they get the majority of the population to give up smoking that smoke at the moment? They still want the tax, so what are they going to put that on? They're going to put that on alcohol?
Yep.
What are they going to do? Up our income tax 5% or 10% so that we all get punished for working.
You know what they're going to have to do, Rob? They're going to have to legalise cannabis and put a tax on that like they have in America, and that's the way they'll regain their money.
I'd love to know if Rob is currently a smoker. And, Rob, if you know that it's bad for you, why do you still continue to do it?
Because I'm an addict. But at the end of the day, I don't do it because I enjoy it.
Have you tried to quit before?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've given up a couple of times, but then I went back to it because I actually enjoyed it. And it's like driving an auto truck after you've been driving a Road Ranger for a while. You know, you've got to do something with your left hand.
That's a great call. But that's so bloody expensive, Rob. That's the biggest worry for you these days, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand that side of it. I'm not on the greatest wage, but...
You like it.
I enjoy the habit, and that's one of the only major habits I have. So, and it doesn't hurt anybody because I'm not forcing anybody else to live with my smoking. Like, I don't smoke in a vehicle if I've got a non-smoker with me.
Do you have a partner and children, Rob, that are around you when you smoke? Because passive smoking can be worse.
I have a partner, and she is a cigarette smoker too.
Okay.
The children have all left home. Okay. So
you're only hurting yourself, Rob.
And believe it or not, actually, none of my children smoke or drink.
Yeah. People can see what their parents have done, you know, if they think their parents have made a mistake, and they'll go a different path.
Rob's taught a lesson. What about Jessica from Petrie? What do you reckon, Jess?
Hi.
Hello.
I reckon that so long as it doesn't impact the pensioners and those that have been encouraged to smoke in their generation and still are, but I think we should be doing everything we can to discourage the younger generation.
Hold on. If you're already a smoker, continue on, but if you're the next generation who have never had a cigarette, get it in the chemist to get it away from them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you not think, Jessica, though, that the to encourage smoking puts a burden on our health system?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm. I think it should definitely be discouraged in the younger generation.
Yeah.
I just think those that have worked hard their whole life and grew up in a generation where everything was supported and sponsored by cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to expect them to, you know, the amount of tax that they're paying on it now, and they're spending their whole pension on it.
Well, you know what? What puts a bigger imposition on our health system is morbidly obese people, and we're not taxing sugary drinks, we're not taxing chocolates and things like that.
It is more expensive to eat unhealthy, though.
More expensive to eat healthily.
No, to eat unhealthily. If I took my family to McDonald's, it would cost me $80 or $90 to buy six meals. If I go to the fruit shop, I could buy a week and a half's worth of groceries for $60 in fruit and veg.
I thought
veg.
You said you were going to just split a deck with them.
Yeah, but did you see in the paper the other day, I think I mentioned that to Coral earlier in the interview, there was $50, which is a packet of bungers, what that can buy. There was half a trolley at the supermarket. It's bloody expensive.
I have a girlfriend and her partner who smoke, and between them they spend $600 a week on cigarettes.
Whoa!
That's someone's mortgage. You could be paying off a $600,000 or $700,000 house.
Get a tobacco farm.
Why can't we grow our own tobacco?
Jeremy from Compera, are you a smoker?
I am.
How do you feel about this, having to potentially buy your cigarettes from the chemist or get a script from your doctor?
Well, if it's cheap from the chemist, I'll be happy. But, no, I don't actually mind the price of cigarettes at the moment. Obviously, they are high, but I'm actually coping with the cost all right. I even pay private health insurance. I don't want to be that burden on the healthcare system, and I know there probably will be something go wrong with me as a result.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to highlight is that not all quit smoking aids are available in this country. The vapes and things like that, you still can't actually legally obtain them. You have to import them through.
Oh. Yeah, so
is that right?
Yeah, Jeremy, the vapes here, right, there's no nicotine in the...
No.
Is that e-cigarettes?
E-cigarettes. There's no nicotine.
Yeah. That's what you need, the nicotine. Yeah.
And no, that currently the quit smoking nicotine aids, they are very expensive. In order to quit smoking... You have to be, you know, capable of paying for your cigarettes. Why paying for your quit smoking?
Jeremy, shouldn't our government be subsidising that if you're trying to stop smoking? Shouldn't they be giving them away for free?
It comes back to, I agree, but it comes back to that thing is once you have too many smokers start quitting, where do you get the money from? Yeah. And I guess the government taxes these quit smoking aids highly as well. I'd like to, you know, know how much taxes goes towards the quit smoking nicotine sort of things. It's got to be money made.
Jeremy, it seems they've got the hand in the pocket of both tax cuts.
You're not alone. What's that stat say there?
90% of callers say smokers should not be forced to obtain a prescription to buy cigarettes.
10% own pharmacies, I reckon.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Bit of rain around on your Wednesday morning, Brisbane, on our way to 26 degrees. It's the Big Breakfast. Marto, Margo and Nick Cody on Triple M. Just about done. We've got another shot at $10,000 tomorrow morning with First Responder. Thanks to Austrac Campers, Rockley and Caboolture. Austrac Campers, built tough, built to last. We are here for Ladbrokes.
Hey, remember, it's Wednesday already. It'll be a weekend before you know it. Next thing you know, there'll be two NRL qualifying finals, two AFL. There'll be the Caulfield. The Everest is on. Caulfield Cup's on. Rugby's on. Bathurst is on. If you don't, and there's a Ladbrokes are saying, do some new multis. You can go across sports, into racing, you can do whatever you like with Ladbrokes.
Loving a multi. All right, love a multi.
All right, I want everyone to build one over the weekend. Can you do the rugby league? Ask Corey and work out who's going to win the two games of rugby league. I'll do, or you do and AFL.
I do a mix across continents. Yeah. If you don't have double-digit legs in your multi, gamble responsibly, but you're a coward.
Is everybody happy with Penrith and the Canberra Raiders?
I think the Storm. Can we discuss this tomorrow, perhaps? Okay. Because they're racing in about 8 minutes. The second race at Tauranga is on. If you're that desperate, I'm not.
Well, the other one that is on is there's like a Blue Diamond one on at Caulfield today as well. The Blue Diamond Stakes Day.
Are they racing at Caulfield today? Well, let's gamble responsibly.
There's a lot going on.
Balti's are the best way to make big money. If you just want to put a little bet on, but you take a chance, they're incredible.
When I watch the UFC, I do, seven, 10 leg things. Yeah. Just put $5 on.
Get into it.
Spring Carnival is here. Ladbrokes is changing the way you multi. Ladbrokes, back yourself. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
This spring, Ladbrokes is changing the way you multi. And with their new multi features, giving you more chances to win. Gamble responsibly. Triple M.